Janice Doyle is here once again with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Between Bambi Thug and Catherine Martin, there is much about RTE on the front pages. For Bambi, who uses the pronouns they, them, it's mostly pictures from their performance at the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest, shown on RTE last night, which earned Ireland a place in the final on Saturday. It was a strong performance, according to the Irish Times. Spellbinding, say the Irish Independent and the Irish Sun. The Irish Examiner found it bewitching. The song was not so much sung as screamed, according to Ken Sweeney in The Sun. RTE commentator Marty Whelan also screamed when Ireland was named as one of the finalists, Sandra Mallon reports in the Irish Daily Star. As for the future funding of RTE, Catherine Martin, Minister for Media, has raised doubts about a so-called hybrid model, warning that it could represent the worst of both worlds, The Times reports. She was speaking as the government published three reports into the culture, governance and human resource practices at the broadcaster, which laid bare a litany of shortcomings, according to the paper. Culture of impunity within RTE is how the Irish Daily Mail sums up what it calls three scathing reports. The Examiner highlights the €40 million in bailout funds for RTE, which the government pledged last year, the first €20 million to be paid this year, and the second contingent on an implementation plan to be brought forward within the next 6 weeks. An article in The Examiner draws attention to the head of the United Nations World Food Programme as having said that northern Gaza has entered full-blown famine after nearly 7 months of war between Israel and Hamas. Student protests about the war are the subject of two columns. In The Examiner, Sarah Hart writes that she disagrees with Claire Daly, MEP, who told students in Trinity that Ireland has done nothing to support Palestine. But she does agree that the collective action by the students is a good thing. In The Independent, Max Boot of The Washington Post reports that two academics who studied the impact of student protest during the Vietnam War found that anti-war protesters were viewed negatively by the great majority of middle Americans and probably increased support for the war. Boot writes that today's demonstrations by American students, though minuscule in comparison, are making a contribution to Donald Trump's campaign by fostering an erroneous impression that the country is out of control and requires his authoritarian rule to restore law and order. A letter writer in The Independent rejects the assertion that Ireland recognising Palestine as a state would be a reward for Hamas. David Murphy of Clonskey, Dublin, says that with the right international management, a right-minded and peaceful Palestine can be reconstituted without endangering any of its law-abiding neighbours. The Irish Daily Mirror, Star and Sun lead with the three life sentences given to 26-year-old Andy Cash in court yesterday for the murders of his sisters Lisa and Chelsea and his brother Christy in September 2022. As the Mirror reports, their mother, Margaret McDonough, said, "Our three innocent children were viciously taken from us, and that was the day the world stopped turning." In The Times, Noel Baker writes about a new film opening this week called May 1774. It chronicles the bombs that went off in Dublin and Monaghan 50 years ago this month. 27 people were killed in Dublin, 7 in Monaghan, and the film, directed by Joe Lee, hears from some victims and their families. Baker speaks to Aidan Shields, now a grandfather, whose mother, Maureen, was killed in the bomb at Talbot Street. All hell broke loose, he said.
Thanks very much, John.